This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
He was not only that Nim got us going, but overall just continue to add on. But back to the Nim question, really good to see him. He's been locked in now for a good stretch, you know, driving the baseball with authority, controlling the strike zone, going the other way, taking tough pitches. And then even the ones he's falling it off, like there's conviction, there's balance, that there's a lot to like from his at-bats right now.
Assuming you didn't call for that bunt from Soto, what did you think of the decision there?
Part of the show. Look, man. Definitely I want him swinging the bat there, right? Anytime. But if I trust a lot of these guys with the decision making. He got it down. We hit a grand slam after that. So, yeah.
Finally, with Montas, did you think that the line wasn't necessarily indicative of how well he pitched for you guys?
100%. Two pitches that, you know, the Chisholm and the Wellesley one, they were, you know, didn't locate, a couple of fastballs up in the zone. But when you look at that sixth inning, you know, ground ball up the middle, infield single, bloop single, and then, two run scores, he was a lot better than the line score, for sure. The life on his fastball, attack, I thought the split was a pitch the best we've seen in this, you know, three outings that we've seen out of him. And we knew coming in that against a lineup like that, that they load up the lefties. Not only the cutter needed to be a pitch, but the split needed to be a pitch. And he used it today. And, man, he was solid for us today.
Andy?
That's what I was going to ask you a little bit about, is sequencing the lefties. So did he use as much of the off-speed and cutter against those lefties as you would want it?
Yeah, and not only the cutter, but the way he elevated it too, you know, because they got a few lefties there that crushes cutters, you know. But the fact that the fastball had life, he used it effectively at the top, but the split, you know, was a weapon for him at times. You know, he threw some for, you know, strike to ball as opposed to, like, ball out of the hand. And I think that was the difference today. But, again, the conviction, he attacked and stay on the attack. Again, solid outing.
And as far as you could tell, did he clean up the stuff that the Braves and Pirates were seeing?
Yeah.
Dan?
Carlos, using Diaz in the ninth with that lead, what went into that decision given how much he's worked?
Yeah, once I got him hot in the eighth, I knew he was pitching, you know, because I wasn't going to use him, in the future. So once I got him hot, same thing with Stanek, you know, like he was in the game in the eighth before we had on, and once we got those guys hot, I wasn't going to mess around.
Dave?
Carlos, I think the past couple of days you've credited Pete with a couple big walks, and he's being, you know, not chasing now. To see him bust out with a couple home runs, is that just kind of indicative of where he's at? Just
yes,
being more selective with the plate.
100%. When he's at his best, he's controlling the strike zone because we know the power, you know, and we saw it today to the pull side, to right field. But not chasing, especially winning counts at 3-2, when he's ahead, 3-2, 2-1, 3-1. We saw it yesterday, the past few days, I feel like. And then today, that first inning, for him to, you know, not chase that 3-2 pitch from Rodon, kind of setting the table for Nim, is like, that's a really good sign right there. Same thing with Lindor, but back to Pete. Yeah, when he's forcing pitchers to come in the strike zone, he's going to make them pay.
Roger.
Carlos, compared to just a handful of days ago, how do you feel about the way that your guys are playing the game and getting the results?
I feel good. And even when it was hard for us, we know it's not going to be easy. But, you know, understanding we have a responsibility and we gotta go out there and we got to get the job done, find a way to get the job done. Understanding that, you know, you're going to go through stretches that is not fun, you know, but you have to find a way to get through it, you know. Dealing with adversity or not, not going to make excuses, you know. And that's the message in here. And they know it. Just understanding and believing that there's a lot of good players there. And, you know, I'm glad that we're getting some wins here now.
Yeah, you've mentioned a couple of times during the four wins the quality of the at-bats. Do you feel like the quality of the at-bats has improved over the last few games?
Yeah, 100%. And when we are controlling the strike zone as a team, we're dangerous. And we've seen it. You know, there are stretches where we go quiet offensively and we don't create much traffic. It's because we're going out of the strike zone, you know, and swinging at their pitches as opposed to forcing them to come in to our strength. So it's good to see the guys continue to fight, continue to make adjustments and getting results.
Abby?
Is it just as simple as Lindor not chasing? Is that what's been different about his at-bats his last few games?
Same thing. Lindor, Pete, you know, those guys, when they're forcing pitchers to come in the strike zone, they're special. That's what they're elite players, you know. They're going to be stretches where, you know, it happens. It's baseball, but just figure it out quickly so those stretches don't last too long, you know, and they're able to do that. That's why they've been so consistent throughout their careers, you know, because of their ability to make those adjustments while they're struggling.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.